Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jim Hickey.
Jimmy's a unique personality, man. He's a cowboy. He's a fisherman. He's a hunter.
Cubs pitching coach.
Jimmy Hickey, because of his reputation throughout baseball, I think it's a very good fit for the Cubs.
Chicago born and raised.
Live from Chicago, IL.
Jim Hickey with Mully and Hanley every Wednesday morning on 670 The Score.
Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, and we're delighted to welcome in the Cubs pitching coach, Jim Hickey. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I am fine, except I'm watching the very heavy, steady rain out the window here.
Oh, no. I thought we had decided enough of that.
Yeah, those clouds looked pretty ominous during the game last night. I was even wondering if it was going to start at that point, but boy, the Yu Darvish start was pretty good for what we saw, and then, you know, there's Len and JD wondering, well, did you just want to give him a feel-good because he had four solid innings and you want to get him a step in the right direction here, but it turns out a cramp in the right calf. Boy, you just can't win when he's even winning. It just seems like there's always another issue.
Well, it was really unfortunate because he was throwing the ball well, gave up the solo home run, and that was pretty much it. The ball was coming out of his hand good also. I guess the good news is he probably would have only pitched one more inning. It's possible that he could have pitched two. But when he mentioned that, you know, we talked earlier before the game about the dehydration factor and the cramping and the fact that he got fatigued relatively quickly. So I think Joe just made the decision to go ahead and take him out one inning too soon versus one inning too late. And, you know, combined with the fact we have this doubleheader coming up on Saturday, and we need to get a little bit of length out of Montgomery. It was a chance to give Montgomery, an opportunity to pitch a couple of innings, too, and get a little bit stretched out. So it all worked out. It's not ideal. It's never ideal when you get four innings out of your starting pitcher. But all things considered, it went okay.
Will he be able to start on Saturday, Jim, the Monty?
Yes, absolutely. He'll either be able to start the ball game, or he'll be able to pitch multiple innings in relief. But I think the plan is going to be that we're just going to use Monty as the game dictates, and if he has to pitch on Friday to help us win a ball game, and that's what we're going to do and just deal with Saturday on Saturday.
Where's Yu's confidence at? Because a lot of fans are wondering why he can't get through the fifth inning when he is healthy, and two of his seven starts he's gotten through the fifth inning. But obviously people had higher expectations. Is he lacking any confidence or worried about how the season started for him?
Well, it's a fair question, and it's really only something that he can answer. I don't detect any kind of a lack of confidence in him. As a matter of fact, quite the contrary, he's pretty confident in everything that he does. It's, you know, I hate to sit here we are, whatever, seven starts into the season, and I'm making excuses again, and I'm not making excuses, but there just hasn't been much continuity at all to his season. And a lot of that is his own doing, but there hasn't been a lot of just the kind of normalcy, the routine that you need to get into a little bit of a groove. And as he's back now from the disabled list and hopefully healthy for the remainder of the season, and as the weather turns and things start to being a little bit more normal, I would just think that you're going to see more production. I know you're going to see more production, but I don't think it's for any kind of a lack of confidence. I just really think this normalcy going forward is going to help him a lot.
Jim, all of us here were lucky enough to get out to the game on Monday and watch the Jose Quintana start. And I don't know if it's because of who was traded for him or what it was, but our Cub fans seem very aware and a little bit upset when he doesn't meet or exceed expectations. What's wrong right now with Q, and why is he struggling a bit?
Well, what's wrong with Q right now is the walks and the deep counts, allowing batters to see five and six and seven pitches in an at-bat before the damage is done. The the last start, obviously, ended up giving up a couple of home runs, three home runs, but two of those, you know, and here I am, the excuse maker for the pitchers again, and I'm really not. The two of those were fly balls that a day earlier outfielders would have been coming in to catch versus watching them go out into the stand. So it is what it is. There was three home runs allowed and five or six runs, and we've got to be better than that. But he didn't pitch as poorly as that. But exactly what I said, the deep counts and the bases on balls, when those start to go away and he becomes a little bit more aggressive in the strike zone, I think you're going to see the cue that you saw last year in the second half.
It's such a weird season, Jim, because you know you look at the numbers in the last 19 games. Your starting staff has a 2.92 ERA, and the opposing batting average is 2.19, and yet the starters' record 7-6. I know people don't get hung up on wins anymore, but that also means that there were six decisions left to the bullpen, and whether it's Quintana and whether it's his velocity being down around 90, is that a concern? I mean, sometimes the eye test belie the numbers that the starting staff has been good enough.
Well, as far as Quintana especially, the velocity may be down a tick, but that's not a big concern of mine because the ball still really gets on the hitter when you stand there and you watch him warm up and throw his bullpens. It's really amazing how, for the velocity itself, how quickly the ball gets there. That sounds a little bit silly to say, but it's really true. Some guys who throw hard, it's a much more comfortable at bat. But the ball that Q throws really gets on you well. And I think the reason that you see the record from the starters is because of the length. And we really haven't gotten a lot of length out of the starting pitching. So when you go five innings and you do a pretty good job and you leave 12 outs on the table, you know, there's a good chance that somebody else who's going to pick up the ball is not going to be able to get their job done. When you're relying on four and five guys every night, to win a ball game, it just becomes more difficult than when you rely on two or three.
For whatever reason, it seems, Jim, that Jose Quintana, people are talking about his velocity down. What does it mean when a pitcher's velocity is down, and when does it become sort of an irretrievable problem? I mean, if a guy's losing 5 miles an hour over a number of years, I mean, how do you look at velocity as a pitching coach?
Well, it's actually one of the last things that I consider as a pitching coach, especially with a starting pitcher, because starting pitching is so much more about pitching and making pitches and executing than it is about velocity. Velocity certainly helps. It allows you to get away with a couple of more mistakes, and velocity is one of the reasons why you see all these relief pitchers coming into the ballgame just throwing in the upper 90s and trying to basically record three outs before they give up anything because, you know, velocity is hard to hit. But age is a factor in the velocity. Sometimes the delivery is a factor in the velocity. Certainly fatigue is a factor in the velocity. If he had fallen off 3 or 4 miles per hour, it would be something that I would be concerned with. But if he was averaging 91.5 and now he's averaging 90.5 over 6 or 7 starts, it's really not something that concerns me.
When the speculation is that Adbert Alzolay would be a part of the doubleheader on Saturday as well, if that does, in fact, come to fruition, do you go in there with we hope to get 5 innings or do you let him go? I mean, considering how the bullpen's been taxed, do you just, if he's feeling it that day, do you allow him to pitch as if he was one of your regular starters?
Absolutely. If he were to come up and start and be ready to start the ball game, based upon, you know, what he had done previously in the minor leagues, I know that we had taken it slow with him throughout the course of spring training, but I know he's built up enough now. If he's going well, there's no question in my mind that we go ahead and we let him go and just go ahead and eat up as many innings as he possibly can, whoever that would be.
Is there a lot of talk in the clubhouse about Ben Zobrist's shoes? It seems like a crazy topic, and yet we have people calling up. I keep seeing stories written about it. What's your take on this idea that the PF Flyers don't cut it with MLB?
Well, I wasn't even aware there was a problem until a couple of days ago, and I asked Ben about it because I saw some article and he kind of explained it to me. But I feel it's just really funny how that's not permissible, but you have somebody who can wear a lime green arm sleeve that probably covers, you know, more square inches on his body than the shoes ever would. And, you know, the lime green or the yellow or whatever it would be, it's totally, you know, incoherent with the uniform, and that's okay. So it's interesting to know who makes the decisions based on, you know, what's okay and what's not okay. But to wear a plain old pair of black shoes, I just find that really hard to believe that would be a problem with anybody.
Jim, yeah, I was going to say, when you were playing, I don't know how much leeway the players had. And you know, I know that Ben said that he's paying homage to the past where black standard issue,
yeah,
right?
But there was a report that Contreras was told to remove the Venezuela flag
on his
sleeve.
Yeah.
So why is the lime green okay and that one because it's a flag? I mean, are these things distracting to a pitcher? Is that what people are trying to do? What's the point of that?
Well, I've never heard a pitcher mention any one time that something like that was a distraction to them, and I don't know also what the deal is with Contreras. I was unaware of that, if in fact that's true. And who knows, maybe they've talked to Cespedes and they've talked to Marcell Ozuna also, yeah. The couple of guys I was talking about. So, you know, I don't want to say something that I'm not informed about, but it just seems interesting that you would pick on a pair of plain old black sneakers or spikes, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I would have had more problem with, you know, the big elbow armor that guys would stick out and get hit by the pitch and off to go to first base.
Thank you. Absolutely. I always thought that should simply be a ball. If you get hit on a big piece of elbow armor, that it's just a ball. It's not a hit by pitch.
Spoken as a true pitching coach. Jim, thank you, buddy. Really appreciate you indulging us.
All right. You guys have a great day.
All right. Get this one in, all right?
That's Jim Hickey. He, of course, the Cubs pitching coach.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.